Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Roger Lilly, he's an energy analyst. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Thank you for inviting me to your show. I'm very well, thank you. How are you guys?
I am good, thank you. There are currently no regulations in place to control what electricity resellers can charge as a service or vendor fees, leaving prepaid users on the hook for charges that seem to increase each year with no intervention. So this is a very, very, and I've often seen this conversation where people are talking about how much electricity they got for their money in terms of prepaid. This clearly is becoming an issue.
Yes. Yes, it is becoming an issue because there's mixed messages in the market. We listen to the news and we see that NERSA regulates the price of the electricity, but then we discover that, in fact, it's not properly regulated because the person who goes and buys electricity tokens can pay different rates depending on where they buy it, showing that indeed the regulation is questionable, to say the least. But it's more, right, it's more complicated than that, unfortunately, because what's happening at, behind the scenes of all of this is the fact that Eskom are dead set against the system that NERSA has in place regarding the tariffs. And so we've already got some tension there.
Right. So what is, I mean, is this likely to be regulated? I mean, consumers surely need to be protected.
Right. Now, this comes back to what I was just saying about Eskom, new approach. So they're calling on NERSA to change the system. So if I can take a moment just to explain the system as it is. So we have something called an inclining block tariff, or an IBT as it's abbreviated. This means that up to a certain amount of electricity energy, 600 kilowatt hours, the tariff is set by NERSA.
Right, right.
Currently, it is set at 199.72 cents, or 1.99 rand, per kilowatt hour up to a limit of 600 kilowatt hours in 1 month.
Right.
If, however, you need more than that, obviously, then it jumps up significantly. However, what we're seeing is that people are paying that plus a service charge, and that service charge can be as much as 15%, ending up where instead of paying 1.99, you're now paying 2.29, almost 2.30. So, you know, per kilowatt hour, you multiply that by 600, and it starts to get,
absolutely
big numbers. I did some calculations because I also have a prepaid meter here.
Right.
And my service charge calculates out to about 5% that the supermarket that I buy my electricity from is charging. So the fee from Eskom plus 5% comes out approximately 5%.
Right.
So it seems that if one buys from different vendors, one can get better rates and the problem is, at the moment, that service charge is not shown on the receipt that you get when you go and pay. You simply get a document that gives you a big, long number that you have to punch into your machine, but you actually need a receipt that says, so much for the electricity, so much for the service charge, this is the VAT portion, etc., as you would in any other purchase. And I think that's something that needs to be implemented.
Right. What is a reasonable amount for them to take? Is 5% reasonable? And what have we seen as a higher number that they are taking?
Well, it depends on who you're buying it from. I think personally, and I haven't done enough research into this, but if one looks at a supermarket where yes, the supermarket is offering a service and has every right to charge for that service.
Right.
I think 5% is realistic. But we're seeing higher figures. And the problem, I think, is that you've got dedicated companies that simply, you know, offer the service. They don't offer any other services. This is their primary service.
Right.
Therefore, 5% probably wouldn't cover their costs because they've got salaries and other things to pay. Whereas a supermarket, this 5% is sort of that cost is just part of their overall costs of running the organization, and they're making margins on all sorts of other things that they're selling. So for them, I would imagine a 5% margin would be sufficient. But we're going to see some changes from Eskom anyway, because this limit of 600 megawatts, this inclining block tariff thing, is going to disappear. Eskom are really dead keen on getting rid of it.
Right.
And what they want to do in its place is they want to introduce a time of use tariff, so that instead of charging you for the amount from one, you know, in a step, from one step to the next, simply because you went over your usual demand 1 month, they want to charge you when you use the electricity. Now that means that this would help to stop the peak hour load shedding problem that we suffer from, because electricity would be so expensive during peak hour that people would then deliberately take action to make sure that they're using as little as possible during the peak hour. And this would relieve the tension and the pressure on Eskom, and thus release the necessity of load shedding. So this could be a really useful tool in trying to stabilize our electricity supply. So it would mean that things like washing machines and dishwashing machines and so on
should not be run, or would not be run during those peak times.
Correct.
Right.
Now, this is common overseas. This is very common overseas, where people will run their tumble dryers, you know, at 8 o'clock at night or whatever time the peak is deemed to have come to an end.
Right.
Because there's many things like dishwashers and like tumble dryers that can run after hours and not really affect the family that much. I think it would also, a time of use system would also force more people to move into more cost-effective ways of cooking. So maybe using a microwave oven more frequently than your big oven.
Right.
Or maybe resorting to gas.
So, it's interesting. One of our listeners, Unsigned, just says, hi, Howard. I get 19 units from Pick and Pay for 50 Rand. Some years ago, I got 55 units for 50 Rand.
Yeah. Well, we've seen massive tariff increases over the years, far in excess of inflation. So,
right.
You know, one isn't surprised to hear that, although it's very sad to hear that you get so little for your 50 Rand these days.
Right. But at this stage, until something is, until regulations or until it changes, your advice to our listeners or to users of prepaid is to rather buy from a supermarket where they seem to be taking less than some of the other suppliers.
Yes, that would be sensible. I think a study needs to be done. I think, because I know that you can buy them from banks, you can buy them from cell phone shops and so on. So one actually needs to do some research and go around and get quotes and ask a cell phone company, you know, what are you going to charge me? And a bank, what are you going to charge me? And a supermarket, what are you going to charge me?
Right.
And decide for yourself. You know, you've also got to consider that if you're going to drive an extra 10 minutes in your car to save, you might actually be paying more.
That is true. That is true. I know, but it feels better, doesn't it, to still get a better deal, even though it's unrealistic. Anton L. saying Discovery Miles gives me a discount on my prepaid. So there are different ways to look at it, but what you are saying is look at it. Just make sure. Don't just assume that this is wherever you go, you are getting the same bang for your buck, because you are definitely not. That's where we leave it. Roger Lilly, energy analyst, a very important conversation, and one that I am hoping will be useful to you.